Thanks again for joining us on this Saturday morning. Beautiful morning that it is. As we continue to talk high school football in this edition of the Coach's Corner, recapping scores quickly for you. Last night's play, Pendleton Heights got Lebanon 15-0. Western Boone defeated Sheridan 35-16. And Zionsville defeated Pike. The final there was 24-21. Talk about his team's victory last night over Sheridan is Stars head coach Justin Pelley. Coach Pelley, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Scotty. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you along with us here. It was good to be out at Western Boone last night, getting a chance to see the 2023 edition of Western Boone Stars football. One game does not make a season, but from what I saw, it seems like you have some kids that know how to play football.
Well, I hope so. I mean, the first game is always very tricky, very trying. You never know what you have. You think, you know, you've been doing this for a while, and you compare, but you can't compare because you don't know what everybody else has. So, you know, on film, you got some guys out here and there. Sheridan was missing a couple starters last night. I can't control that. What I can control is how our kids come out to play and their energy and their effort and our coaches. You know, Nate Burke does a great job in the weight room and kind of our hype guy, getting our kids ready to play, you know, physically. And it doesn't matter. I'm learning this as I get older and older and older, but it could be 40 degrees or 140 degrees, and kids are still going to cramp up on a Friday night. The first Friday night of the year, the kids are still going to cramp up. And that's very frustrating, but we were able to get away with the win, and that's important to us.
But when you looked at the first game of the season, do you have in your mind some things you want to see?
You always have a few spots that you're concerned about. And when I mean concerned, do we have the kids in the right spot? And so a lot of eyes are on some of those spots to figure out, okay, is this the best place for this kid? Are we setting this kid up for success, or are we setting this kid up for failure? So I thought we had some really good showings last night by some of those spots, you know, some of the people we were watching, and the kids knew it too. I mean, that's just when kids aren't on a Friday night, when they're not used to playing on a Friday night, the speed is different, the feeling is different, it's all a little bit different. So you have to make sure that you watch a little bit and see what's going on, and then let them get through those first couple series, get the jitters out, and then everything kind of settles down, then you can kind of see where you are. So just trying to see what we have. You know, what can we do, what can't we do? And it's a pretty, you know, you can put all this stuff in during the summer, during the, you know, in the winter, whatever. People practice a lot more than we do, I think, around the area. But it doesn't matter all the stuff you put in if your kids aren't comprehending what you're doing. And that's what practice is for. But you have one scrimmage to really figure out, okay, is this the direction we're going? And then you hope you're right. And last night it proved to be okay with the matchup last night.
Again, we're talking with Coach Pelley here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Stars, again, were able to come away with the victory. 35-16 was the final of the game. Stars had it well under control. In fact, it was about midway or late in the third quarter. Stars were able to get the score up to 35-2. So offensively, are you happy with how your kids played last night? Did they seem to execute well what you wanted them to do?
I am. I thought we spread the ball around a lot. I mean, five different people, I think, scored touchdowns last night, which from a defensive standpoint, that makes us a pretty tough matchup if they can't just key on. You know, our fullback's pretty good. Cannon's pretty good on offense. He's pretty good on defense. And if they can't, people can't just hone down on him, and we can give some help on the outside. Our junior quarterback, you know, Brandon Potter, I thought did a great job last night just managing the game and getting that first game under his belt. We had a lot of kids step up, so I thought we were very efficient. We had some seniors show up last night, and Mason Toms and Philip Talbot, Carter Markham, Luke Jackson, some of these kids, Gavin Prickett, Corden Bush, Drew Gott. I forgot Drew Gott's name last week. I wasn't going to do that this week. But a lot of those kids on offense, I bring their names up. Clyde McKeegan's another one because, yeah, they're seniors, but they didn't play a lot last year on offense. Now, most of those guys played on defense. But it's a big deal. It's a big change to them, and it's a big change to us. We're kind of reteaching, you know, the little things on offense that we need them to know, and we're hoping they're comprehending some of that stuff. And they did last night, which was really great to see.
You know, one of the plays of the game and in the whole scheme of things, it doesn't seem like a big deal, but I thought this is probably going to be one of my favorite plays of this season, was after Western Boone had scored, and it was in the first half, you kicked the ball off, and you end up kicking it out of bounds twice. and Sheridan forces you to back up both times. The third time, your kicker kicks it into the Sheridan end zone.
That was all game planning, Scott. That was our plan all along. I walked by my father, who's been around the game a long time, and I said, "Have you ever seen anything like that?" And he said, No, I have not." So, yeah, Philip Talbot, I mean, he's kind of a jack of all trades. You know, Will Willems did a great article on him in the Reporter this week, and it just kind of happened to come to fruition because he's our kicker, he's our punter, he plays on defense, plays on offense, does a little bit of everything, and he's a really strong and athletic kid. We're working on him. We've had a pretty good kicker around here for the last 3 or 4 years, and Josiah Smith. And with his departure, you know, Phillip's been working on that for the last couple of years as well, and he's always been ready to go when we needed him. But he has really surprised me in the power that he has in his, you know, in his legs and everything. He could probably attribute that to the 1 year of soccer he played. He told us that the other night in the pasta dinner. He played a year of soccer. He didn't play football. So good for him because he can kick the heck out of the ball, and it really helped us last night. But to get a touchback, we give kids stickers for touchbacks, and it was a long time coming before we ever had to give a sticker for their helmet for a kid kicking it out of the end zone. And Josiah got a few the last couple of years, but he's going to get one this morning, so he'll be pretty happy about that.
Give me evaluation of your defense.
They allow us to do what we do, and that's, you know, Travis Bruins and Ryan Baird, Wes Nicely, Devin Weekly, Ryan Conyer, my dad. They all get together and they do their own thing. But the ringleader's Travis Bruins, and he's got them going again. We have a lot of kids in a lot of new places. But when you allow one first down, 14 yards rushing, 30 yards passing, 4-6, 3-and-outs, you're going to win some football games. And if your offense can't win some football games with a defense like that, the offensive guy needs to get fired. So that'd be the first step I'd make if we can't win any games with a defense like that. So we had a lot of great kids make some great efforts last night on defense. You know, Luke Jackson, 6 total tackles, Cannon. Those two play in the middle. Cannon Bruins had 10 tackles in the middle. But Drew Gott played really well last night. He had a couple tackles for loss and a sack, and I think he recovered a fumble. We have a freshman in the middle, Xander Venus, played at nose. You don't ever hear about the nose. And you talk about a thankless job.
I wanted to tell you, Coach, we noticed him last night.
Did you? Good.
Cause yes.
He's a kid that, you know, has come a long way, you know, from last year, last couple of years. He matured very early, but stood in there, stood his ground at the nose. And the nose isn't expected to make a ton of tackles. The nose is expected to kind of wreak havoc in the middle and let other people make plays. And that's a tough assignment to accept for a lot of kids. But I thought Xander did a really nice job last night. And then Jake Smith and Carter Markham, they did a great job too, you know, coming in playing defense this year. Couple solos, 6 assists and a tackle and a half for loss. So it's just when everybody does their job, you get stats like that. And those are the stats that matter. All the individual tackles and this and that. Your linebacker's going to make all the tackles. That's how it should go. But in order for that to happen, all those other guys have to do their job. And they did. So that was pretty neat to see last night.
You know, it seemed at times during the game last night that there wasn't just one guy making a tackle, but you had a group of guys seemed to know where the ball was.
I think that's the difference between a good defensive year and an average defensive year. And I think getting that mentality that we have to get all 11 people to the ball is something that I think a lot of people struggle with. I think people struggle with that, especially the first couple games. So we've really been harping on that, getting all 11 to the ball in practice. When they don't go to the ball, they hear it. Our defensive coordinator is very vocal, and if they don't get 11 to the ball, they're going to know about it. And when they know about it, that means their legs have to work a little bit harder in going a little bit further of a distance to get back, you know, before the next play. So I think they're learning they're learning that way. But it's important. High school football, there's a lot of missed tackles. You could have one of the best tacklers you've ever had, and high school kids are still going to break through tackles sometimes. But it's a lot harder to break through 11 tackles at one time than it is one.
Again, talking with Coach Pelley here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Have to ask you about the safety last night, the snap that went over the punter's head.
Yeah, Cannon's done a great job snapping for us for the last couple of years, and it's funny because you snap, nobody knows who our snapper is until he makes a mistake. Maddox Gadbury had the same issue happen to him last year at center, you know, shotgun snap. Nobody questions anything. Nobody asks anything until one bad thing happens. So you can have 1,000 snaps, and if you miss one, the spotlight's on you. And it's unfortunate, but that's just how it is. Not a big deal at all. You know, I bet he's snapped. I can't tell you how many snaps he's had in the last 2 years, and that's the only one that he's ever done that. So we're going to probably stick with him. He's not a bad football player. So,
and then, you know, it was interesting because they do get the 2 points. The Sheridan's going to get the ball right back. But you come up and have a great punt, and the defense comes out and forces Sheridan to end up to punt, and that ends up becoming a touchdown for Western Boone eventually.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, I just opportunity football, right? I mean, you got to strike, bad things are going to happen, but how do you respond? We can't control that, so that's in the past. We got to keep moving forward. Now what can we do to try to get the ball back, or when we do get the ball, how can we score? So it's just all about timing in football, and we were able to put some things together last night, pile some points up and get our kids off the field earlier than we probably could have, but mm-hmm. That was a good thing.
All right, so Stars get the win. They're 1-0 on the year. One more out-of-conference game before Stars get into Sagamore Conference action. Next Friday night, you're on the road. You'll be at Western. Western took on Tri-West, and Tri-West able to get them pretty handily by a final score of 42-6. Any thoughts about the Panthers as you start to turn your attention to them?
I haven't looked at them yet, but they always pose us a lot of problems with size and everything else. I'm interested to see the film because, you know, Tri-West, I figured that would be a closer game.
Mm-hmm.
Tri-West is either really, really good or Western might be down some guys. I'm not really sure. But their style of play is a tough matchup for us. So size-wise and everything else, we're just going to have to see what we have, what we see on film. Tri-West did something right, so we'll probably try to steal some things from them and see how we can incorporate some of those things into our game plan. Excuse me. And move on. So we're trying to, that's all our focus is going to turn to them right now this morning, and we'll see if we can get another one when we travel up to Western next week.
All right, very good. Joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Western Boone Stars head coach Justin Pelley. Again, Western Boone with the win over Sheridan last night, 35-16. Coach Pelley, thanks again for the conversation, and good luck next week against Western.
Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. Again, Coach Pelley with us here on this portion of the Coach's Corner. A break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.